Doyle highlighted both candidates, John McCain for his revered military career, and Barack Obama for being representative of the future of the U.S. Doyle says yesterday's meeting between President Bush and President-elect Obama is a symbol of democracy. He says it's important to recognize how that would not be possible in many parts of the world.
It was a remarkable scene that I hope everyone in this state and country recognizes how special it was. The most powerful country in the world, having power being transferred in a peaceful way because of what our veterans have done for us from the days of Valley Forge to the days of Iraq today.
Doyle says Wisconsin offers the most comprehensive benefits package to veterans in the nation. He says these benefits are not just a nice gesture, but an investment in Wisconsin's future leaders. The state is still committing military personnel to the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. The head of the Wisconsin National Guard, Donald Dunbar, told the audience next year they will deploy the largest number of National Guard members since World War II.
And all throughout Wisconsin, young men and young women are enjoying that blanket of freedom that is provided by this generation's warriors.
Dunbar adds more than half of the 3,500 Guard members being deployed next year have already served in Iraq or Afghanistan. Christina Clarkson, Wisconsin Public Radio.